Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is an unlikely true story, and it's called The Best of Enemies.
This has to do with a black woman who is an activist down in Durham, North Carolina in 1971. And she is up against the leader of the KKK, played by Sam Rockwell. And it's just the unfolding of this story and their relationship is the meat of the story.
Yeah, Taraji P. Henson plays the civil rights activist who forms this unlikely bond with the KKK leader Sam Rockwell. And it's over the issue, as you said, of school desegregation, which you would think would be a topic of real conflict. And, of course, it was.
Yes.
However, it shows how in opportunities to meet people and talk in a civil way, which is something we can certainly use in today's society,
exactly,
that common ground can be found.
Absolutely. But I felt that the actress who played Miss Atwater had a perpetual scowl on her face and seemed like a caricature to me. Whereas Sam Rockwell really looked like the Southern cracker he was portraying. And I thought he did a perfect, absolutely genuine portrayal.
You know, I thought the cast was fine. That wasn't my issue with the movie. My issue was with length and pacing. I thought that there were repetitive scenes. Once they've made their point, they continue to kind of hit us over the head with it. We get it.
Yeah.
We don't need to be continually reminded. But this is a movie with its heart squarely in the right place.
The charrette, which is all about mediating to resolve a conflict, showed that there was a way out of what seemed to be an impossible circumstance there.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.